yesterday, which was October 18th at approximately 9:45 p.m., we had members of the Bryan Police Department Directed Deployment Team, along with detectives from the Major Crimes Unit, out looking for our suspect in this homicide. They identified and contacted Clayton James Thompson out at Cameron Ranch Store, which is located out at 1414 FM 2223. Mr. Thompson was arrested at that time, but it was not on a warrant for homicide. It was on a warrant for motion to revoke for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So Mr. Thompson was taken, booked in, and then questioned by Bryan Police Department detectives for his participation in the death of Mr. Billy Joe Menard Jr. After that interview, the detectives took their information, presented it to the district attorney's office, and a warrant was subsequently issued for Mr. Thompson, and he was charged with murder. And he is currently incarcerated at the Brazos County Jail.
Was Mr. Thompson being sought before he was arrested on the motion to revoke?
Yes, sir, he was.
And it's alleged what?
On the murder charge?
Yes, sir.
That he, again, was charged with the murder of the individual down there on Wild Oak Circle.
The circumstances being, supposedly?
Again, I can't go into the detail of the circumstances. That information will be available as that probable cause statement leading to the homicide warrant becomes available.
Since the arrest of Mr. Thompson, a second person's been taken into custody. Can you explain those circumstances?
Yes, sir. Earlier this evening at approximately 5:09 p.m., members of the police department's major crimes unit contacted and arrested a Travis Allen Carroll. He was contacted in College Station, and he was served an arrest warrant for murder in connection with his alleged involvement in the death of Billy Joe Menard. And Mr. Carroll was transported to Brazos County Jail, and he remains there incarcerated at this time.
Were y'all looking for Mr. Carroll at the same time you were looking for Mr. Thompson, or how did all that come about?
We were aware of Mr. Carroll and his alleged involvement prior to or at the same time that we were looking for and questioning Mr. Thompson. So it was a matter of making the first arrest and then following up with the second arrest. But again, I want to remind you that this investigation is still ongoing. There's still other leads and other evidence and actions that could stem from it.